We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this rainy Monday morning. Pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Josh Miller, Jim Colony. He's in the building. Producer Matt. Oh, we got to get a picture of Producer Matt. He's growing his beard. Good morning to you, Josh. How is everything?
Everything's good, man. Can't complain. Nice weekend. Back here at it. Looking at Maddie's beard. Now you can actually see it. Looks a little, it looks good. I like it. You look older, but it looks good. How are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Matt. I said that earlier as we were talking before we went back and got coffee. I like your beard. It's, you know what? It took a little while to take shape. And then after, and I mean that quite literally, it needed to kind of take shape. It was really Sidney Crosby-esque for a little while. It was
just good call.
Patchy hair. And now it's kind of taking shape as one form. It looks pretty. You need a haircut though now.
I do.
What's going on there?
I'll get it this week.
Golden Razor in Bloomfield. Why don't you go there? Where are you going? You're going to go to your place, Great Clips or wherever you go, Supercuts. What's your place?
I don't know. I had a coupon last time. It was Great Clips.
You are such a yinzer. You had a coupon.
Yeah, it's the only reason I went there.
You would drive 15 minutes out of the way to go to a place to save $2. That's
$5 worth of gas you just used to get there.
I know. You're turning into your old man. You're turning into your mom, actually.
That's good, though.
Coupon.
Not that far out of the way.
Yes, it is. Where did you get this? You know what? This is a conversation. Where does one get a coupon for Great Clips or wherever?
I honestly don't even know where that came from.
Was it like from the newspaper? Was it from like the internet? Was it?
Did your wife find it? Your mom say here?
Got this? I think my wife found it.
See? Was it a hard copy of like a coupon, or did you have to print it? I mean, how did it come? Did you hand it to them? How does one go about telling the haircut person that you have a coupon? Did you tell them before you sat down? How did it work?
Yeah, as soon as I got in there, I checked in, gave them my name, and then said I had this coupon.
Is this still good here? They say yes.
Okay.
Well done.
So you gave him the coupon, and how much was the haircut? $12? Maybe? $15?
Maybe 12.
12? And then how much did you tip the person?
Like 3 or 4.
Okay. Probably 3, because then you gave him 15.
3, yeah. Probably 3.
Okay, so you gave him $15. Did you get the haircut that you wanted for $15?
Yeah. Job well done.
Okay. Did you get the hot towel experience? On the back of the neck or the straight razor?
No, they charge you like $5 for that.
What'd you save on the cut?
It was like $4.
Okay.
And where is it located? Not your hair. I know where that is.
Off McKnight
Road. Oh, okay. All right, so you went out there and you saved $4 or $5 with this coupon. Why didn't you go to Golden Razor? That's where you should have gone. That I've told you about 100 times. It's like, I don't know, 46... Like 48, 4900 block of Liberty Avenue, right across from the Sunoco there.
What makes them so good?
Tom Papa makes them so good. Uh-huh. And it's like an old Italian guy that came here for like 2 weeks in 1981. He hasn't gone home yet. He's incredible.
Open razor shave.
Open razor, yeah,
the
straight razor,
towels,
the hot stuff.
Yeah.
And on the way out, you might be able to find, I don't know, Prosecco in the back. It's an unbelievable place. I'm not one of these big barbers. You know who knows about barbershops? Pony. He's got a place, but he goes like out here by work, which you don't want to do that. You want to be closer. But Bloomfield's not far from you, really, if you think about it.
I agree.
So you need to. That's where you need to go. And look, I'm not pushing them to push them. Like whenever I had hair that needed to be cut.
Yeah.
Whenever it grew correctly before I got bald, that's where I'd go, and that was the spot. You know who told me about, I think I've told you this story, which blows me away. You look at his hair and you're like, Smizek told me about Golden Razor. He was
right?
The one that gave me the recommendation. I'm like, right when I moved in the city, he's like, where, people can still hear the buzz. We got to get that microphone fixed. I know it. It's like, we can still hear that when Matt talks. Speaking of buzz though, Smizek, when I was living in Bloomfield, I was like, I got to find a, he's like, no, listen, I used to know when this place was in East Liberty, and it moved to Bloomfield, because Smize is like a big East Liberty guy. And he is like, you got to go there. And that you don't necessarily need to go to Golden Razor, okay? Even though you should. But that's what you got to get away from. There's nothing wrong with, like, where you went, Great Clips or whatever. Nothing wrong with it. It's great haircut, I guess. But you got to get into the city. You live in the city. You got to stretch a little and go to that link to the past kind of barbershop.
You're not a tourist where you just roll into a spot. You need your own guy. You need to have a person that does it.
Right.
You're not going anywhere. This is where you're going to live and die. You find your guy. You go to him so you can say, I've been going to this guy for the last 35 years. He's the best. That's what you want. You want that type of guy.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, you're the guy that's okay. In charge of this. What do you mean you agree? I need to eat healthier. I agree. And then you drive to McDonald's, which is good for McDonald's. But, you know what I'm saying? Or I should have said McDonald's. Fast food, anywhere.
You're just selling me on that fact.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You walk in. Hey, Bobby, how you doing? Sit down. I know what you want. Bang. Like, you're off and running.
If I had more time after work, I would go with you and not even get a haircut. I would just go sit and look at magazines. And just sit there and watch you get a haircut. So you'd experience. That's how much I would drink a coffee and look at a magazine and just talk. You need to slow your life down more. That's the other thing. Here's the deal, too. It's a guy's place. Like, there's not a lot of guy's place left in the world.
Yeah.
When your wife goes, you ever gone with her to get a haircut, your wife?
Yes.
You have?
Once.
Why?
We were just out. And we
you were supposed to say no.
Then. Right. The right answer was no. I'm not invited. No, they go and they do their stuff. I'm not there.
It was actually pretty quick, to be honest with you. But
oh, my God. You went with your wife?
Stop. Just say no.
It was once.
Where?
Probably Great Clips, to
your
be honest
Your wife got
with
her haircut at Great Clips.
Probably. I don't remember what the place was.
Let's just say he said no. Where would you have gone from there?
I would have said, see? That's her salvation.
Yes.
That's where she goes with her friends. That's what she does. It's okay to separate sexes there. You know, guys go and they get their hair cut. Girls go and they get their hair cut. Barbershop talk. It's like the LeBron commercial. You do what you got to do. The girls go. They chat about this guy and that guy. They chat about the other things. The guys go and they chat about this girl and that girl and the other things. We need to carry that forward as a society.
Yes.
We're losing that. It's become too homogenized, the barbershop. The barbershop is okay to be
It's more than a cut. You go there to vent, talk, hear, throw these off. Because there's going to be all generations in there. There's going to be that old guy that you ask a question to. Then this guy's asking you because now you're the old guy in his eyes. It's all of it. You all throw stuff at each other because you have past life experiences.
I don't miss not having hair. I miss going to the barbershop and sitting there for an hour.
Every athlete misses what? The locker room.
Right.
Because they chew the fat, make fun of each other, and have fun. The barbershop is exactly that. It's a locker room where it's nothing personal. You come in there and you just razz each other.
And that might be a nice place, Great Clips or wherever, Bo Ricks, whatever, wherever you go. But it's not Golden Razor. It's just not. You got to go there. You got to go to a place like that. I could walk into Golden Razor when I had hair, and I'd say, hey, Tom, how long's the wait? Oh, man, I got three guys in front of you. It's going to be an hour and a half. Okay. Nowhere else in the world do I wait an hour and a half. I wouldn't wait an hour and a half if they said, hey, you're at the bank. We're going to give you $100,000. How long's the wait? An hour and a half. An hour and a half. I'll come back tomorrow for $50,000. I ain't waiting an hour and a half. I mean, really, I have no patience except for there where life just slows down. Are you there yet now? Are you going to do this, Matt?
He's there.
I'm there. I'm buying in completely.
Yeah.
People go to, like, Caruso's in Mount Lebanon. People go to Eddie's in Kennedy. Like, places like that. You got to find. There used to be a place in Aspinwall on Brilliant. Not on Brilliant. On Commercial. There was a place. There was a place in Sharpsburg, Chickalones. There was all these kind of old barbers. And you hear. You hear those scissors in your ear. It's a sound that's, like, so refreshing.
I've been to Anthony's.
Anthony's. Anthony's coal-fired.
No, Anthony's Barbershop.
Where's this located?
It's like McKnight and Siebert Plaza there.
That buzz is killing me. Where?
It's by Bowricks in the same
okay.
Plaza there.
I've got to, you've got to just, this is what you got to do. Well, you're in need of a haircut right now. Josh, should he go today? When does he have time, Josh? I can't even communicate with him.
Wherever you do go, you have to put your flag down. I'm not saying go find a spot in the corner but you literally find a place and say, listen, I'm going to be coming here for the next 50 years, boys. How are we doing? And just start your talk. Just get in there.
You're getting hammered on
quiet.
This text line.
Yeah, don't be quiet. You open up conversations. Let them be like, all right, hey, we got one into the club. This is a new guy for us. You're young. You know, all these guys want to give you information because they've been through life. And then you're going to get – it's what it's all about.
Here's the text here. That clinches it. All producers are sissies. Who hired this guy? The next text, I thought this guy was the opposite of Teen Wolf. The more I think about it, now he's just like Teen Wolf. I mean,
that's where you don't want to be.
Right. You want to be you want to be like
the opposite of Teen Wolf.
Yes. That's where we are.
No disrespect, of course.
Now, go ahead, talk in the mic, even though it'll buzz and we haven't got it fixed yet. When are you able? And a lot of barbershops are closed Mondays. So that's the guy's day off because they work Saturday and they work Sunday.
Good point.
So you might not be able to get a haircut today. When do you think? Can you go tomorrow maybe? You free tomorrow? Wednesday? When are you free?
Middle of the day
tomorrow. Do you want to call Golden Riser? Do you want to call Tom? I'll get you in. There's a guy who works here too in sales, Ricky DiCarlo. That he like knows Tom. Like that's his guy. Do you know Rick that comes in? Remember Rick brought us that those cookies or whatever a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Yeah, the chocolate a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Rick is like Mr. Bloomfield. Like, he knows Tom. But we could call. I'll get you in if you want to go. Do you want to go to Bloomfield or don't you?
I'm all for it.
Or do you live in Northside? You could go on, like, East Ohio Street. I'm sure there's a barbershop.
Yeah, a couple of them.
You want to go on East Ohio Street?
Let's go to Golden Razor.
Golden Razor. Okay, we'll call Golden Razor. We'll get you in the chair, and we'll do that.
I'm in.
Beautiful.
He says he's in. There's no coupons.
No, he's in.
I'm in.
No coupons,
very
just
nice.
So you know. Oh, here we go. All right. What's going on with that microphone, by the way? Have you spoken to anybody?
I have. Obviously, they haven't fixed it.
Here we go. He's getting a little tough.
A little beard brave.
I know. I'm getting so tough. I like going to that boss today and tell him, hey, microphone's not working. We got to fix this.
Those Teen Wolf comments got me a little.
They
should have rattled you.
I mean, come on. That's...
That's not coming from us. That's coming from
it's the listener,
line.
Right. We have no influence over that. There's people looking at you like, you got to separate. I mean, you got to run from that. All right, here we go. Frank Pietrangelo, 8:30 today. Lots of hockey talk. Colony will be in here. Generally, his equipment doesn't work on Mondays, so this will be good in the next 7 minutes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.